Hello, I'm Shadon Larkey, absolutely thrilled to be here with Sandrine. She is the director of the short film Just Me and You that we are featuring in our Film Fest 2020. That is such a tongue twister. I've practiced many times and I still got it wrong. So, Sandrine, welcome. Thank you so much for your time. I just wanted to give you this space to tell our listeners about the film and about yourself.
Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure. So, my film is Just Me and You, and it was shot both in Montreal and Mexico, Tijuana. So, and it's with a big truck and two Romanian actors. So it was quite a thrill to do that.
And that's what I wanted to start with, because I think the film really doesn't work without the character of Eva. And she's absolutely brilliant, this young girl. So can you talk to me about your casting process and working with her and how about that process?
Yes, we had quite a long process in terms of casting, because at first, Luis Molinier, who's the writer, he wrote it for Romanian actors, but we opened up to any nationality, so it could be any actors or non-professional actors that could apply for the casting. And so we did a wild casting as well. So I went to truck stops and for the father and to different schools and communities in Montreal to find this little girl. And so we opened up to a different nationality. What we would ask for was not for the mother tongue would not be French, or they had to be fluent in another language than French, English, or Spanish. And finally, it came back to Romanian actors. So it was kind of a loop that we did not expect, but I mean, we were very happy to find them both a father that could drive a truck and this little girl that was her first experience. She was actually very natural from the start, so we knew we had the good charisma for the character, because it's what we discovered during casting was that it's really hard. It's a film about a little girl being not like, it's very nuanced, but that could be disappointed with her father. So it's not about disappointment, but it's about like seeing something, have a disillusion on something. Well, you have to see the movie, I guess. But so we had a little girl, and at 8 years old, most child are not comfortable to be in that relation with an adult. So that was very hard to find, and she could manage to go in these feelings and these she understood the character very well, and she really dived into it. She was a bit of a method actor. She was very very in the character, and at this age it's hard to differentiate between fiction and reality, so we worked on that. That is not her life, but she empathized a lot with the characters. It was it was a nice encounter.
Yeah, and as I said, she's really brilliant, and she's really the heart and the soul of the film in many ways. So to have that, to have it work out in that way, and find someone so talented. Did you have the two actors sort of spend time together to build a father-daughter bond? I mean,
yes, we did the rehearsals. So what I did is that the actors, well, especially the father could learn his lines if you wanted to, but we worked without dialogue. So I would kind of feed them with the dialogue slowly during the rehearsal process. So we did a few rehearsals just so that they could understand the situation of the characters in each scenes and their objectives and all that. So we worked towards the text instead of like starting from the text and trying to be natural in the words. So and the text was written in French, so they could translate it the way they wanted in Romanian, and they could speak Romanian or French whenever they wanted to. So it was very interesting that this little girl was using mostly French when she didn't want her father to understand. So it was kind of cute to let them have this space and find their way through Louis' text that was already very well written, but he was very generous to open up as well for some improvisation. And we did rehearsal in that to find this situation.
And you yourself are a writer, and you've directed short films in the past that are your own scripts. So why, for this particular project, did you want to take on a different script? What was it about that drew you to it and made you want to take on that challenge of translating someone else's writing?
Oh, well, I'm very flexible. I have to say I like to do both. I think they approached me actually when they saw a short film that I did that was about it's cast off. It's about a little boy on a small island that had to leave his island because there was not enough children on the island for them to keep school on the island. So he had to go far away from what he knew. So this notion of going away this notion of it's about, because Just Me and You is a little bit about immigration, and this notion of the difference between immigration, it's a glaze on immigration from immigrants. So they just arrived in Montreal, but they are not portrayed as immigrants. So that's what I really liked into Louis's script, is that we put the relationship between the father and the daughter at first, and then the subject of immigration comes behind, so it's very subtle. And so I think this notion of going abroad and being not trying to find another home somewhere else is a topic that is very close to me in some way. So I guess I'm sensitive to that topic, and it was something that was that could relate with my other films.
Sure, and I do want to ask you about the immigration aspect. We don't want to give anything away, but was that, you know, I live in Texas, so, you know, that's something that's very much a part of my consciousness and a part of my life. For you, based in Montreal, you know, what is that like? What is your relationship to immigration and just the topic? Is this something you are familiar with? Did you do a lot of research?
Yes, well, yes, it's kind of a deep question because yes, it's obviously I'm sensitive to that question. I had a lot of friends who comes from a different home and different layers of immigration, but that were mostly born here or that came here and then grew here from a young age. So I was always in school, so it's very diverse in Montreal. So I was in school with children that were from different homes and different cultures, and that were coming from different countries as well, either first generation or yeah, so so that was something that I talked with my friends, and I could relate by having examples around me. But as I'm not someone that is coming from an immigrant family, I had to do quite a bit of research, and I got very close to the Romanian community, and we spoke a lot. And I spoke, there's a neighborhood which is Parc Aix in Montreal. And I had a friend that was doing a documentary about newcomers that take French language, and they have to do like French classes. So he was doing a documentary at the time, and we spoke a lot. And so it was very a very beautiful process, I have to say, and I got closer to the topic. But it was also something that was very close and dear to the writer, Louis Molinier. So we spoke a lot about what he meant during what he wanted to to portray in that film. So we spoke a lot just to make sure that it was spot on and not, yeah, that it was nuanced, because I think it's what needed to, what it needed to be. That film was a nuanced film, so it was not something in your face or something that was, yeah.
No, I completely agree, just as a viewer, and what I really loved about Just Me and You is it did, you know, show a new perspective, and it's a really interesting balance between sort of childlike curiosity and something that's a little bit more mysterious and darker. And so I wanted to ask you, as a director, how did you find that balance of so many nuanced themes coming together so beautifully?
Well, the what I really liked about Lewis's writing was that when we talked, we looked at the script and we kind of pushed that concept a little bit, that the first part was all in daylight and the second part was all at night. So there was something that was, there was a progression visually, but also, yeah, as I said, the what was coming across first was the relation between the father and the daughter. So all the, it's, we built the arc of the characters according to their relationship and what was happening during the films. So it's a slow realization and a slow, like we understand slowly what's happening, but it's, yeah, it's how it was written and how it was built with the actors. But in casting, we had like so many choices of actors, and it was a conscious choice to decide to go with an actor that was actually very kind looking. Like the father is not, he seems like a good father, so that was very important to me, that he was a caring father, and that that we could go and yeah, to build these opposition even in the casting. So and I don't know if it answers, but
no of course. And you mentioned that you shot on location. I'm very curious about that, both the challenges of it, but sort of the emotional weight of, you know, I don't know if you've been to Mexico before, but I really want to know about that experience for you.
Oh, it was, first I have to say that the team that took care of us was like the best team ever. We had like we had a fixer there that really took care of us and that really showed us the path, because it's subtle things like here when we shoot on highways we have to be escorted by police in Canada, and when, because we had a big truck, so it was not like we couldn't shoot just like, we had to say that we were shooting on the roads because it was too big to, sometimes when you go with a car you can just not say anything and just shoot from the windows and stuff, but with a big truck it was not possible. We had to be legal everywhere. So so what was funny is that in Mexico we had to be escorted, we had to have an ambulance with us all the time to follow the big truck on the highway to make sure it was okay, so it was not the police. So all those things we were really guided through by the fixer and the crew there. We had an amazing time, and it was very yeah, it was emotional to be both in Tijuana and in Montreal, work with different crews, and we really felt that everybody got on board because of the story. So it was very yeah, it was very touching, and even there was a man that, like the when we were shooting in Mexico, there was in Tijuana, there was one of the crew member that the father passed away, and he insisted in staying and finishing the film, and we were like, go to your family if you have to. God. So they were like, when I said it was the best crew, I'm like, it's really, it was the, yeah, I will keep that as a memory all my life. I learned a lot as a director with them. So we were very lucky to have both the crew in Tijuana and in Montreal. Yeah.
Did going to Mexico sort of provide you a new perspective as a director, or is there something from that specific experience that for your future films you're going to carry with you?
Yes, one of my dearest dreams would be to continue both, because I have an acting background, I have a master in acting, and what I like the most is direct actors in another language. So even if I don't understand what the actors say, I was taught how to direct nonetheless during my master's. So it's something that really interests me, in going abroad and building those different characters as well, and understand, like, it helps me as a human as well. So that was a dream come true, and going abroad and shooting landscapes I've never seen before, and that I have to scout, and cultures I have to understand, and that's something I'd like to do all my life. It's it was the best gift I ever received.
And I can only hope that our listeners listening to this are intrigued to see the film. Do you know, when Just Me and You might be available to broader audiences? What can you tell us about that?
I think it is. It was on Vimeo, actually, and Short of the Week a couple weeks ago. So I don't know if it's still there, but definitely, I think you can have a look there, maybe after the festival. So I think it's available online for some countries, and it depends. They remove it if a festival asks for it. So I think it's available online.
Well, we're very lucky that you allowed us to feature it for our film festival. And lastly, when I called you, you mentioned that you were writing. Is there anything you want to tell us about what you're working on now, what we can expect to see from you in the near future, hopefully?
I'm working on various features right now, and I'm actually working on a family film comedy about divorce. So we'll see how it goes. We're trying to have the funding for production right now, and so we should have news shortly, maybe in January. And I'm working on other films that are more with adults. So I'm working on both, still on more family and child topics, and I have also other topics that are more adults and genre films that I'm trying to develop at the moment. So, yes.
Well, we wish you the best of luck again. Thank you so much, Sandrine, for joining us.
Thanks to you.
Yes, the film is Just Me and You. Absolutely beautiful. Seek it out. It's going to provide you with a new perspective, and it's just a really interesting look at, relationships and the world, and I think that's something we need right now, because we're all at home, so it's a good opportunity to see the world beyond just, your house and your own community. So thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yes, you'll see a lot of landscapes. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.